Watch, brave Chinese woman risks her life to denounce evil regime's handling of coronavirus. By John Hayward on February 20, 2020. An anonymous Chinese woman courageously posted a video message to her fellow citizens on Sunday in which she called for resistance to the Communist Party, accusing it of destroying countless lives by bungling its response to the Wuhan coronavirus and warning that even now, the party is primarily interested in suppressing dissent and maintaining power than fighting the disease. Taiwan News was impressed by the woman's willingness to say just about everything that can get you arrested in China. At a moment when swarms of censors have been unleashed to quash public anger over the coronavirus. In the opening of the video, the woman addresses her fellow citizens, saying that ordinary people are being sacrificed by the schemes and plans of the government. She complains the government does not care about the average person and that no amount of money can buy the necessary medicine and hospital beds needed to treat the deadly virus. She then proceeds to break every major taboo in the CCP censor's book by expressing her support for independence in Tibet, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. She condemns the evil deeds of the Chinese Communist Party and the corrupt regime, and evil society, which she says prevents people from speaking freely. The woman points out that anyone who dares to speak about the reality on the ground in Wuhan is quickly rounded up by the police. She says the solution of the authorities is to take people to drink tea, a euphemism for police interrogation, followed by detention and adjudication. She says that those who are sentenced to 10 or 20 years have no recourse and lawyers are useless. She declares that all righteous lawyers have been imprisoned by the government. The woman was well aware of the implications of her video tirade, and the consequences she could face for posting it. Increasingly irate, the woman vows that a sacrifice of blood and flesh is necessary for revolution. She then boldly swears that to enable her parents and family to live freely, she is standing up and sacrificing herself. She acknowledges that such bold words put her in grave danger, but she nevertheless shouts, "I already can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore." The woman reiterated that there are no beds or medication for those infected by the virus and claimed that all the news from TV is a lie. She concluded by invoking the spirit of the Hong Kong protest movement and listing other dissidents who have been silenced by the Chinese Communist Party for speaking as she did. The latest dissident to disappear was Xu Zhiyong, a leading legal activist who suddenly went dark last weekend after calling on Chinese dictator Xi Jinping to admit he botched the Wuhan situation and resign. Xu's girlfriend, a noted social activist in her own right named Li Kuai-Achu, vanished at the same time.